According to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Foxconn created 579 eligible jobs last year. That, along with the company's capital investments, qualifies them to receive nearly $30 million in tax credits. This comes after the state's contract with Foxconn was renegotiated earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz says he's happy to see the company making progress under the new deal.
I'm grateful that Governor Evers and WEDC were able to get a more realistic contract that certainly saves the taxpayers considerable money, but also allows the company to move forward.
However, Hintz says he has yet to see details about what the hundreds of new workers are doing. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.